since we wait. After the terrible events of Passover, most of us stayed in safe houses in the city. Some started to travel back to their own villages, but then news began to spread, and most of us, his followers, returned to come together in Jerusalem. Over the past 3 years, we have met together to follow this charismatic man. We have watched him make the blind see, the lame walk, and the dead come back to life. We have listened to his stories. Stories about things with which we are familiar. For some of us are fishermen, some of us are farmers, some shepherds, and some of us are housewives. A few of us began this journey by the Sea of Galilee, and others joined as we made the circling journey to Jerusalem, the crowd getting larger all the time. 12 of us were chosen to be his special friends. We knew that this man was promising us something special. Many of us thought that he would become our king and drive out the Romans who were occupying our country. And we cheered this man as he rode into Jerusalem on the donkey. Then, horror. The man we thought was going to be king was betrayed by one of the special friends and taken by the Romans for trial. Some of us got near enough to watch the scene of his punishment. Some even stood at the foot of that dreadful tree of death. Afterwards, his lifeless body was taken down and sealed in a tomb, and we thought it was the end. Then, suddenly, all things changed. After deep sorrow, there was hope, for he was back among us. Some of us met him in the upper room and some by the seashore. He had come back from the dead to be with us again. Suddenly, he would appear, even in a locked room. Sometimes, we did not know him until he said the familiar words, "Peace be with you." And then we would recognize him. But here he was, back with us again. We thought he was back to stay, for he ate with us like a man. But he had come back to explain his real purpose. For 40 days he was with us. And he talked to us. It was as though he had opened our minds. He was not to be king of Israel, for already he was king of all. As he spoke, he reminded us of the scriptures, the prophecies, which had come true through his death and resurrection. And he made us promise. He made us promise to stay in Jerusalem until he sent us a gift from his Father. What on earth could that be? He reminded us that John had baptized with water, but he promised that his Father would baptize us with the Holy Spirit. What could that mean? Then he was gone, finally gone. A cloud, and he was no longer there. Somehow we were to be given the power to go into all the world and spread the message which this man had taught us. We were to spread the news to the ends of the earth. The news that this man, our Jesus, had been crucified, died, and risen again to save us from our sins and to lead us to everlasting life in the kingdom of his Father God. Amen.